Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Conversations with Spirit with your host, Matthew James. In today's show, you can contact Matthew by calling 760-283-4611 or prefix 001-760-283-4611 or connect on Skype for free. And now, here's your host, Matthew James.
Good morning, wherever you are. This is Conversations with Spirit. I am your host, Matthew James, here on Mike Spirit FM. Apologies if I've got a bit of a croak in my voice. It is 7 o'clock in the morning here in Canberra in Australia. I know we're going out in Australia, we're going out in the UK, we're going out in the USA. And there's various different time zones here, there and everywhere. And keeping up with them is absolutely awful, because I know next week, this time next week, it sounds silly, it's going to be 6 o'clock in the morning that I'm going to be on air. So I'm trying to keep track of these time zones, and I know it's going to be an absolute nightmare with these time zones, but here we are anyway. We've got a couple of really good guests on this evening. We've got a sort of an Anglo-Australian connection again this week. We've got a guest who's over in the UK, and we've also got a guest here that's in Australia. The guest I've got on here in Australia is going to be on a little bit later because of the time zones. She's still very much at about 6 o'clock this morning, so she'll be on probably in the next three quarters of an hour, and that's going to be Charmaine Wilson. And anybody from Australia who is listening will remember Charmaine from the first series of The One here in Australia. I think it went out in 2010. And basically, she went through her paces, did Charmaine, to prove herself as Australia's most accurate psychic. There was the program comprised a series of tests out of the studio and in the studio. And Charmaine was the original winner. People will remember the show a few weeks back when we had Greg Riley on, another brilliant Australian psychic, a good friend of mine. He won the second series of The One, but I'm delighted to be able to announce I've got the wonderful Charmaine on later. We've also got a friend of ours, Sarah May. She's not been on the show for a while, and I will be introducing I'm getting a bit tongue-tied here. Sarah, in the near future, when I know I can actually see that Sarah's come on, because I've got a bit of a squeaky bum tonight because I'm actually playing about with the studio, the switchboard here on Conversations with Spirit. Mike has let me loose with the actual studio so I can bring the callers in, I can upload songs, I can basically create absolute chaos with the switchboard this evening. Mike's got me on training, but I could press buttons and cause some absolute mayhem if I didn't know what I was doing, but I'm not going to do that. What I'm actually going to do is I'm actually going to bring my good friend Mike on just for a few moments, because obviously I've not got Sarah yet, and Mike has got a few things he would like to let everybody know. So, Mr. Davis, are you there, please? Mike, yeah, are you there?
How are you doing there, my friend?
I'm really good. I'm just looking at this switchboard and I'm thinking, hey, good job. There's not a mischievous child in me. I could actually do some mayhem here.
Well, you know, Matthew, you really could cause a bit of mystery there. You know, you really could.
But I know. I'm not going to do that.
Well, I know that, you know, that it's in good hands with you, Matthew, even though that it is first thing in the morning. You know, I'm placing my full trust within you, I suppose.
Yeah, I've just had a message from Sarah on Skype. You're going to need to call her in, Mike.
I've already done that. Sarah is there with us.
Awesome. So, what you were mentioning something to me about spiritual connections on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. in the UK, and
yeah,
I thought that maybe you want to just make that announcement to everybody.
Yeah, well, you know, we brought spiritual connections back last week, and you know, I want to say to you, Matthew, a successful show. You know, we didn't do any advertising as such for spiritual connections. I just thought, well, let's just give it a go. Let's just see how it goes. And, you know, as you have seen how the switchboard works now, you know, we opened up the switchboard and there was call after call after call, which, you know, really thrilled me and pleased me. But, you know, the best thing about spiritual connections is it's not an average show like this, like yours, and like
average.
Mine.
Average?
Well, obviously, you know, above average, but it's not your normal show like this. You know, people will call in just for readings. It's a show where people can come along, enjoy, yes, have readings, of course, but they can also, if they are developing mediums, come on under my watchful eye and develop, you know, well, maybe not develop their gifts, but, you know, if they've got any questions about their awareness, their development, come and ask me, because I'm here to help, and that's what Spiritual Connection is all about. So that's going to be aired this Wednesday at 8 p.m. UK time. And, you know, I say to everyone, join in. It's fun. Last week was so much fun, and I know this Wednesday is going to be so much fun. I know right after the show, Matthew, we'll be hooking up there. You know, I've got to choose my words carefully here. We will be joining forces again to talk more about this studio.
Most definitely. And also, I mean, and I've sort of hinted to a few people already on Facebook, Conversations with Spirit, this show is actually going to be going out on a second evening in the near future. I'm probably going to call it Conversations with Spirit 2, and it's more geared up for the Aussies this side of the world, because it's a little bit early for most Aussies at the minute to actually be listening to the show, which in a way isn't fair. So what I thought we would do, I mean, me and Mike sort of had a discussion. I put a second show on, and I've got sort of that same idea, more of a chat show, more of a conversations, more discussions, and probably possibly a bit more music, but also bring people on who are not necessarily mediums, but have got other spiritual gifts as well. Plus have callers come in, maybe with questions, maybe questions about dreams, maybe questions about spiritual development, or things that they're seeing in the room, or things that go bump in the night. Whatever somebody wants to call in on, I think Conversations with Spirit 2 is going to sort of cater for that side of things, as well as live readings.
Of course. You know, and isn't that amazing, Matthew, that, you know, without us even discussing this with each other about what the second show is going to be all about, it's about you doing the same as what I'm doing, I'm doing the same as what you're doing. Isn't that amazing that the two of us have come together?
We must be psychic, Mike. We must be psychic.
Oh, Matthew, that is one answer. Yes, we are psychic. But you know,
great minds think alike.
Yes, another answer to the question. But I think it's more to the point that the two of us are now realizing that, you know, within the shift of the energies and the patterns, the way it is, that it's needed, isn't it? You know, it's needed out there for people to have good quality, if you like, of advice. Because, you know, on the show on last Wednesday, people was calling and saying, you know, that they are mediums, they do readings and everything else, but they're so tired afterwards. And I was thinking, well, that's simple. They need to close themselves down. And, you know, if that's the only bit of advice I give on that show, then that would have been perfect. And I know that lady has made contact since and have said to me that, you know, after her readings now, that she is completely re-energized and perfect, and thanked me dearly for that. Isn't that wonderful?
It is wonderful. It is absolutely superb. Because, I mean, the thing is what I would also have said was, it's a little bit like when you first go in a gym. When you first do that round, when you do your first bit of circuit training, you're going to feel tired.
Of course, yeah. But this lady had been doing this for a few years, so I knew that it wasn't just a beginner's thing, you know?
Yeah. Of course. But yeah, that's interesting. It is interesting because, I mean, I'm sort of privy to not closing myself down. I'm sadly always open. I'm open all hours, mate, unfortunately.
Well, forever ready, like the Duracell battery there, Matthew, isn't it?
Oh, that's right. I mean, the irony is I always get, 99.9% of the time, I'm going to say, there's always an exception. If I've got a reading, say I've got a reading tomorrow, you can guarantee that tonight I'll get communication during the night for that reading.
Perfect. Absolutely.
And the funniest thing was recently I had a sleepless night. I got up at about 12:30. I really couldn't sleep. I went and got some headache tablets because I got an awful headache. I sat and watched TV until about 3:30 in the morning. I had the most incredible toothache that I'd ever had in my life. And I'm thinking, oh, great, I've got readings tomorrow. I'm going to be absolutely knackered. You know the very first reading of the day?
Yes.
Her father came through. And do you know what her father's traits were? He couldn't sleep through the night. He had the worst headache and worst toothache ever imaginable, and he used to sit up and watch TV all night.
Isn't that perfect? Matthew, I don't want to take up any more of your show, mate. I know that you've got a jam-packed show. I know that you've got guests on. I know you've got guests coming in later. But
no worries. No worries. You've not mentioned your USA tour either.
Actually, I can mention that quickly now, because I know in June that I will be going back to the USA. And if people want information where I'm going to be in the USA, simply send an email to Mike Davis, USA, @AOL.com. So that's Mike Davis, USA, @AOL.com. And that's where you'll be able to get all the information where to I'm going to be, how you can obtain tickets, what may suit you best, whether it be a private one-to-one consultation with myself, whether it be a workshop with myself, whether it be a demonstration, which I know in America it's called a gallery reading, because as you know, Matthew, I've been fortunate to work in America before. Whatever suits you the best, and that Kerry is coming along with me. Kerry will be offering readings, so whichever suits you the best, the listener, the recipient, send an email, MikeDavisUSA2@AOL.com. Matthew, I'm going to love and leave you and say have a wonderful
show. Thank you, matey. Lovely speaking to you again, Mike.
Matthew, don't let that switchboard phase you, mate. I'm right here by your side.
It's all right. I'm just seeing on air and I'm thinking, oh, that's me.
Okay, well, Sarah may be there with you, so I'm going to go to mute and allow Sarah to come off mute and have a wonderful show of you.
We will do. Now, before I actually bring the wonderful Sarah May on, and I've not spoken to Sarah for ages, I just want to do my my bit of dulcet tones for anybody who doesn't know who Matthew James is. If you want to find out who Matthew James, who I am, go over to my website, which is www.matthewjamesmedium.com. That's Matthew with two T's. I've got a bit of a biography on there. I've got testimonials on there. I've got all the information about all the types of readings that I do. Don't be fazed by the distance. Don't be fazed by the fact that I'm here in Australia. I do Skype and phone readings as well. There's information on Conversations with Spirit with all the previous shows, with all the previous guests on. There's information on there about my own cards, the Light of Truth Oracle. I've done all the artwork, all the concept, everything about the Light of Truth Oracle cards is completely new. It's a completely new concept. It is based on tarot. It's based on Kabbalah. They can be ordered online via the website. There's also media on there. I've got quite a lot of stuff on YouTube, a lot of training videos, me doing live shows because I do stand-up work. I do gallery readings for those in America who are listening. I do stand up in front of audiences. It's all there on the website. I'm also on Facebook. My presence on Facebook is MJ Medium. It's all uppercase MJ Medium. That's my public figure page. We do have topical subjects on there. We have chatter. We have comments. We have questions. I put all sorts of stuff up there. So come on over onto Facebook and like the page. Become part of that brilliant community. So, catching my breath. Sarah. Hello, Sarah. Hello, Sarah. Are you there,
hello,
Sarah?
Hello. Hi. How are you doing?
I'm good. Hello. I've not spoken to you in months. How are you, Sarah?
I'm absolutely fine. And how's you and your lovely wife?
We are superb. It's because it's 20 past 7 in the morning. Chris is still very much in bed at the moment. So okay. it's just me. It's just me in the room at the moment. But we are really, really good. I know. I'm trying to remember the last time we were on a show together. I think I was a guest of yours, wasn't I? I seem to remember.
Yeah, you came on quite a few times.
Is this
I can't remember the name of it now. How bad's that? Communicating through the eyes of medium Sarah May.
That's right. I mean, this is the first time you've come on as a guest, isn't it?
Yes, on your show. I've been on with Nick. But first time on your show, yes.
No worries. Do you want to just let people know who Sarah May is? And they're not listening to a total stranger then. I know people are going to remember you, but
I don't want people to
think that there's a total stranger online. That's why I sort of say, hey, just tell everybody a bit about yourself.
Okay, it reminds me, because when we're on television, we used to always be asked to say a little bit about ourselves. And of course, we couldn't be mediums on the TV, which I would like to tell everybody that I am a medium. I am a clairvoyant. I work with all the senses on via television, and I have had my own radio shows too. And I'm also a Reiki master, healer, and psychic surgeon. I do a lot of events, travelling around the country quite a lot. And you can get me on Facebook as Medium Sarah May. It's a good way of getting hold of me.
Excellent. So we We're going to be doing some live readings this evening, Sarah. You will be very familiar with that. Someone calls in, they've got a question, or they've got some information they need to know, and then we'll just take turns if that's okay with you, Sarah.
That'd be lovely, thank you, Matt.
So since we've last spoken, what specifically have you been up to, Sarah? Because I know we used to chatter on Skype and we've had a few conversations, but we've not had one for months. I think it's probably about 4 or 5 months. So what have you been up to?
Yeah. Oh, loads, Matt. Honestly, I've been really busy with private work. I'm ghost hunting now as well, which I'm thoroughly enjoying. I'm a medium for a company called Haunted Evenings, and we've got a couple of ghost hunts coming up in Gloucestershire and in Swansea, nearby where Mike is. And I've got a tour coming up as well, Spirit in Your Hand, which starts on the 25th of May with Grant Collier and Robin Lowne, and that's going to be a monthly event. In different parts of we're starting off in Kent, and I'm working with Psychic Fairs as well. I'm doing a variety show and events with Psychic Fairs. So those are the biggies that I've got coming up. But I've been very, very busy with private work, the odd radio show, and eventing.
Excellent. You just adopted my trait, because I've not done that this evening, but I normally go very, very, very or very, very, and you've just done very, very, so you beat me to it this week.
You say very, very.
I'm always saying very, very. Ah, Chris has got up. Sarah,
morning, Chris.
She's just wandering through. So I'll just let Chris know. I'm speaking to Sarah live on radio, Chris. And it's 20 past 7 in the morning here. What is it, 20 past 9 at night in the UK, Sarah?
It is, Matt, yes.
So she's just asking me where Charmaine is. And I'm just letting her know Charmaine's going to be on the last hour, because it's still 20 past 6 in the morning in Queensland. So my second guest is going to be about 20, probably going to be about what, 8 o'clock hour time. So that's just letting everybody know that the wife's just finally got up. Anyway, where were we? Yeah, I was going to ask you about how you find doing expos, Sarah. When you do expos, do you have your own booth, or are you in sort of in what I call the sardine tin?
Oh, you mean when we do events?
Yeah.
They tend to be quite open. You sat next to other people, and you don't have rooms. It's very open. It's almost like people can have a walk around and browse and choose who they want to come to.
Yeah, I'm just remembering the old when I used to do the expos in the UK, because for any Australian listeners, it is completely different to what we do here. Because here, you'll do like we've got Mind, Body and Spirit expos, and you've got a big reading room, and there's probably about 30 or 40 of us crammed together in one room. And then you'll get the occasional medium who has got their own booth throughout the expo. But in the UK, I always remember that people could drift round and people could walk to your table. It was very much a big open plan area. And I know I put one on here in Canberra July last year, very much the UK style, where, all right, we had readers in one particular area, but the readers, they took their own bookings. I tried to do it very a la UK, and I'm planning to actually do another one of my Soul and Mind festivals here in Canberra later in the year. And what I'm actually doing is I'm actually going to donate to charity. There's two charities that I actually want to donate to. I got one which is a breast cancer research, because a close friend of ours currently has breast cancer, and Nicole's going to be having her first chemo at the end of this week. So if Nicole, if you're listening, know that we're going to be putting that show on that we were discussing. And also a friend of mine who passed with a brain tumor, I want to actually do brain tumour research as well. So I just thought I just want to put that plug in, just to let people know that we're going to be putting a show on. But Sarah,
yeah,
where's your first show going to be?
I've got quite a few things coming up, actually. I've got a ghost hunt on the 4th of May at the Ancient Rams Inn in Gloucester, which I'm really looking forward to. 25th of May, we have Spirit in Your Hand Tour, which I'm really excited about, working with my lovely mate Grant Collier and Robin Lowne. What else have I got going on? I've got a radio show coming up as well, which I'd like to mention as well, if that's okay. And that's with Aira Parisian, who's a lovely, gorgeous Canadian lady. And again, Grant Collier. And that'll be called Virtual Vision FM. And that starts on the 14th of April. And like you, Matt, what we're going to do, we're going to run the spectrum of timescales, because some people can, obviously UK time, it's 9:30 here. It's really early for you there, isn't it? So
it's difficult
for people to get, like, wake up, Matt's on the radio, you know. It's an effort, isn't it? So we're going to cover the timescales, and we're going to do that.
Awesome, because I know next week I'm going to get up at 6 to start the show because of the time zone, so that's going to be fun for the rest of the winter, but I'll get round
to it. I can't imagine it. I don't think I've ever gotten up that early and done a reading.
Well, I've got to get up at 5 a.m. to actually switch the computer on and get my head around waking up, so I'll manage it. I've done it before. I'll manage it. So I think what we'll do, Sarah, because I know time's getting on a little bit, I think we will start with our first music of the evening, and then we will go straight into our first caller. So
lovely.
I think we'll just have our first piece of music, Mike, if you are listening there in the background. It is the listener's choice. It is for a friend of mine, Gillian, who did suggest this. Well, this particular song went out on the War of the Worlds, the second version, but I want to actually do the original version, and hopefully it's the one we've got on YouTube. It's Forever Autumn by the Moody Blues, so I think we'll just have a bit of music first.
lay on my weary eyes, as if to hide a lonely tear. My life will be forever altered, 'cause you're not here.
So yeah, that was the Moody Blues of Forever Autumn, which was a listener's choice for our friend Gillian, who I always put it out on our Conversations with Spirit events page on Facebook, and Gillian had suggested that particular song, hence the reason why I've actually put it out. So Sarah, we're going to go to our first caller. Now, I've been let loose with the switchboard this evening, so I'm going to bring the first caller in. Are you okay to actually start with the first reading and then hand it over to me? So I've got a little bit of time to do a link because I've been doing all this talking.
Of course I can.
No problem. So, here we go. Frank, are you there, please? Thank you for holding on, Frank.
Yes, I am. I'm here. Thank you for taking my call.
It's a pleasure, Frank. Where are you calling from, Frank?
Sunny Southern California.
Sunny Southern California. What time is it there?
Over here, it's about 1:31 in the afternoon.
Wow. So there is a bit of a time difference because we're sort of, I'm half seven on Tuesday. So, yeah, there is a bit of a, there's a bit of a time difference, but that really doesn't matter when it comes to things of spirit. So welcome to Conversations with Spirit, Frank. What's your question?
Yes, I have an upcoming legal issue on May 20th, and I'd like to know what the energy is around the case, and my attorney's name is Mark, and the opposing party, Linda.
Okay, so Sarah, did you get that? Sarah, I'll just hand you over to Frank first of all.
Yeah, hi Frank, nice to speak to you.
Greetings.
And how do you do? Now, you and Matt are both in sunny countries, and I'm stuck here in the cold weather, so I'm feeling rather envious at the moment. But let's just have a look and see what I can get with you. First of all, if you don't mind, I'd like to link into Spirit and see what they have to say, and we'll see if they guide us towards the question that you're asking. Is that okay with you?
By all means.
Lovely. Okay. Right. I've got a lady I feel around me at the moment, and I feel quite numb in the body, numb around the chest area. Okay. She brings me towards the month of April, but obviously this isn't connected around your case, which is in May. But she's talking about the month of April with you. Now, is this birthdays or passings around you, sweetheart?
In April, well, there's a court action, which is a cutoff of discoveries.
Okay. But the lady, first of all, I've got like a numbing around my face area. Who was it that was numb in the body, felt very numb? Have I got a grandmother here on your mother's side?
Okay, that doesn't ring the bells to anyone, but...
Right.
Okay.
Mom's mom, is she in spirit?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, if I give you the month of April around birthdays or passings, do you understand this? In your family?
Yes, I think one of my siblings is their birthdays in April.
Good. Okay. I just wanted to bring in a link with you so that I can then have a look, because I like to know that I'm actually with you, because I could say anything to you. Okay. Who is it around you that's had a rash on the face or something wrong with their face?
rash on her face. I had a slight rash on my face this past weekend, but it's passed.
Not good that you've had the rash, but good that I've linked in with you. Because my face feels quite red and it feels quite swollen. Okay, so I'm just linking in around that with you. All right. I also want to give you the name Peter here as well. Who's Peter around you, either spirit-wise or earth-wise?
It's my aunt.
Peter is your aunt. Okay. Right. Now let's have a look and see where we're going with your case. You say that something was happening in April, connected around closure, and then there's a court case coming up in May. Is that correct?
Yes, it's sharing documents. Basically, the time lapse will be cut off for discoveries.
Right. I get the 24th of April has been relevant with you. I don't know on what level, whether it's connected around this case, but I'm being given the 24th of April has been quite a prominent time for you. Okay. It may well be that behind the scenes where things have been done. Okay. But they're giving me that date for you. Okay. Is it the stomach problems as well? Because my stomach feels quite sore and swollen and uncomfortable.
Yes, it's just probably stress. Just a lot of things are going on around me.
Right. Okay, because I pick up on your physical energy. I can almost like find out what's going on, and that's what I feel I'm doing with you. And stomach is your solar plexus. It's your second brain. It's your it's where your thoughts and your feelings come in, okay, but it can also be about inspiration. All right, now my feeling is that in May, I don't know whether you've got more than one date coming up here, but I don't feel like there's closure in May for you. Okay, that's my feeling. Whether there'll be paperwork missing or something will be wrong, I just get a sense that it will carry on. Okay. I always look on a karmic level as well in life. I don't always look on contractual and law. I look on the sort of how it affects you personally and emotionally, not quite as in what the law will say, the law of the land. And I feel on an emotional level there's going to be quite a positive side to this for you, okay? Is there another gentleman involved with this?
Another gentleman involved with this? Just my attorney, Mark, and just myself.
Right. The case, is it about another gentleman or is there a gentleman involved with the case, the court case?
Oh, actually, it's involved of it's a probate action.
A probate. Is it from a gentleman?
It's from my mom. Mom's
estate. Mom, okay. Is there a gentleman involved in this who's maybe negating it or causing a little bit of trouble?
I think the opposing parties is causing trouble.
Yeah, because I just see somebody feeling quite angry and not wanting to let go. Do you understand? And I get a sense that it will be favourable for you, but it's not going to complete exactly on the date that you expect it to complete. Okay, darling.
Okay, great. That's a lot of people.
Yeah. I'm going to hand you over to Matt.
Frank, you're the other party here, the one that is in opposition to you. I want to say I'm getting like an unfounded opposition or a little bit of deceit here. Or I'm definitely seeing somebody who is not necessarily a grudge match here, but somebody is opposing you who is a little, let's just say, I don't particularly like the person that's opposing you and I don't like the grounds that they're opposing you with. That's how I'm feeling this.
Yes, that makes sense.
I do want to say that this is all going to be about states of mind. It's all going to be about how you react to the situation. There's definitely antagonism here, and you've got to keep yourself up, positive, and expect a positive outcome. But I'm reckoning it's going to be probably around October when the positive outcome or the opportunity for the outcome that you are looking for, because I'm feeling that there's a judgment and everything, all the paperwork, everything is in place by October. That's the way I'm feeling this, because I'm getting the feeling a little bit similar to Sarah that there's, and I know you're getting the first discovery here in May, but I'm going through June, I'm going through July, I'm going through August. I've got a period of, let's say, a series of viewings or a series of things occurring here, and I'm reckoning the outcomes around about October.
Okay.
The sum of money. Obviously, there's probate, there's an estate, there's a sum of money here. Is there got to be an agreement? Is this been set in a will, or what's the agreement? What's this sort of having to accept less, or somebody offering less? That's the way I'm picking it up here.
Yes, it's in a trust, and basically they're not making any effort in good faith to settle this.
Okay, I've got this feeling that I've got a lady and a gentleman here, and what in spirit, and one of them had a throat problem or a particular, I don't know if it was a throat cancer or it was a thyroid problem, but and also a chest area, I'm being hit with that, and all I'm going to basically say that you are the avenged party here, you are the innocent party here. So I've almost got a feeling of somebody's trying to bamboozle you or bully you here with this situation.
Yes, that's true. By the way, my mom, she had throat cancer, thyroid. And
okay, I've got your mum here. Then I suspected. I didn't want it by association that it was your mum's estate that I'm saying, oh, I've got your mum here. I'd rather have brought her in. I was getting this throat condition, and I know I'm being told that you are the avenged party here.
Yes. Yes, very
and,
true.
And you're being, somebody's trying to undermine you and make you do with less than you actually deserve. That's the wording. And you've got to fight for every single cent here.
Yes.
And it's about time the worm turned. That's what I'm being told. So it's about time you exerted pressure on this person. This isn't an older sister, is it?
Oh, wow. You hit it on the head.
And she's a bitch, isn't she? Sorry, I'm saying it live on radio, but she's a bit of a bitch, isn't she?
yes. Wow.
Because that's what I'm being told. That's what I'm being told. And I've got a feeling it reminds me so much of a situation I went through that she's almost been told that she's got to settle this and it's got to be in your favor. And somebody's going against their word here.
Yes. wow. You just. Wow. I don't know what to say.
Well, it is Conversations with Spirit, Frank, and we do communicate. This is a switchboard for the other side to actually come through and communicate, and we do it. We do what we say, and I know that I've definitely got a presence of a mother here who's basically saying that you've got to stick to your guns here, and you're not going to say any of the flack that's been thrown at you. Because you're being forewarned that things are going to be raked up, like you're not suitable, or this happened, or this happened. It's immaterial. It doesn't matter about the past. We're dealing with the present. That's what your attorney's got to deal with. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what's under the bridge at all. That's what I'm being told here.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
The other side, I just for a bit of backup, I pulled a couple of tarot cards just for backup. And I just wanted to literally see how you were represented and how the other party was represented. The other party was represented as a bit of a delusional card. You were actually presented as the joy card. So you can assess that as much as you want, but it's going to be in your favor.
Wow.
That's the way I've got this. It's going to go in your favor, only because lies can always be uncovered, whereas the truth is the truth. It doesn't matter what's thrown at the truth. The truth basically just stands its ground, and you represent that truth.
Yes. Yes, I do. Oh, wow. You really blew me away. Wow.
Well, that's what we're here for, Frank. That's what we're here for. We're here to say it as it is. So So I'm going to, I'm actually going to, I want to actually leave your mum's presence with you because I feel you need it at this moment. So as you come offline, all I'm going to say is over the next few days, watch out for any sign of that presence, a smell, a feeling that somebody's around you, any synchronicity at all to indicate that your mum is around you, because I believe that she will be around you.
Okay.
And I'm going to thank you for calling on Conversations with Spirit this afternoon, Frank, and thank you so much for speaking to us.
Excellent. Excellent overall.
Yeah, you can get a copy of this reading after the show as well. And this is for everybody who's listening. Just by downloading the show broadcast after the show, there is an embed or there is a download, so you can get a copy of this, Frank. So thank you so much for calling in this afternoon.
Thank you. Many blessings.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure, Frank. Sarah.
Bye, Frank. Yeah.
Thank you, Sarah.
Okay, darling. Bye-bye. Good luck.
Sarah.
Yes.
What I tend to ask people in interims between readings is what is your most memorable moment as a medium, or what is your scariest moment as a medium as it stands now, what you can remember?
I don't do scary. I can't think of anything scary, to be honest with you. Memorable. There's been so many, Matt. And you know we do thousands and thousands of readings. Had one recently, actually, that was very, very relevant. I can't even think of any at the moment.
That's all right. I just wanted to just catch you out. That's all. Just see anything that sprung to mind. That's all.
I can tell you of one whereby I had three ladies come and sit in front of me. And I was asking the one lady for the notes. Where's the notes? And I was like, well, I wanted note paper. We couldn't find paper anywhere because I like people to write the readings down. And we sat and we did the readings. And it turned out the guy that was with me was her son, the brother of the other lady, and the nephew of the other lady. And they spent an hour and a half with me. And his name was Mark Whelan. And he'd committed suicide. And I got him through as clear as day, the evidence and the note. His mum had bought the suicide note and it was in her bag. It's sad, I know it's sad, but I'll always remember Mark because he was kicking me and tapping me. A piece of plastic flew off the blind behind me and it flew across the floor, and he was such a tease. And they've regularly come to see me, and I actually went to his inquest and I was giving them information as to where to find the missing pieces, like the rosary that he'd had, and the note had gone back to the police and it had been lost again. And each time I gave them a reading, I was giving them actual evidence of where these things were. And Mom was calling me up and saying, Sarah, you were right, we found this and we found that. And Mark, to me, has always been a presence that has stayed with me. That's quite a memorable one for me.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. I'm going to we're going to take the next caller, Sarah.
Okay.
Hope you don't mind going first again. It does give me a chance to actually gather my thoughts. This is why I thought this is why I'm going to start making the guesswork, because I can then gather my thoughts and make connections. So I'm going to bring in Pri. Hello, Pri. Thank you for calling in on Conversations with Spirit this evening. Where are you calling from, Pri?
Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling from Tampa, Florida.
Tampa, Florida. So you are going to be afternoon as well, and it's going to be nice and sunny. You're going to really upset Sarah. I bet you're the sunshine state at the moment, are you?
Yes. I'm actually in a sundress right now. So.
Cool.
Oh.
Not fair.
No.
What's your question, Pri, this afternoon?
My question is in relation the topic of relationships. Just wanted to know if is there anyone that I know right now that would be good for me, or is there someone else that will be coming along that will be more long-term?
Okay. I shall just hand you over to Sarah, first of all.
Okay, darling. Right, let's have a look and see what we've got with you. I want to bake you. I don't want to bake you. You've already been baked. It's me that's freezing here. I want to take you back to the month of November, sweetheart. Okay. Was there some sort of upset or fallout around you around about the month of November on a relationship level?
It was more of a reconnecting with an ex, but it was just like a conversation that we had came, because my birthday is the month of November, so we had called to wish happy birthday, and conversation started from there, but it wasn't going to go anywhere.
Uh-huh. And did that make you sad?
Yes.
Yeah, because that's where I feel the upheaval is. I want to go back into November where something happened and it caused a bit of an upset and a sadness with you. And I feel there's been a residue of emotion around that with you, okay? Almost like you found it difficult to move forward. You don't quite know whether to let go or how to let go. Do you understand?
Yes.
Who's got the birthday in May, darling?
I'm sorry?
Who's got the May birthday?
Nobody that I know.
Okay. Anybody pass around about the month of May?
Yes.
Thank you. I've got a burning in my chest, a real strong burning in my chest, and I feel like I've got indigestion here. So I'm just wondering if this person had an issue around that area in their body.
No, not that I can tell.
Okay. Who is it that has then? Because it's almost like I've got really bad indigestion.
It was a friend that I passed due to drowning.
Oh, okay. I don't know if that would cause burning and indigestion. Let me just see what else I can get with that, sweetheart. Okay. I don't know whether it's him, but is there a Michael around you anywhere?
No.
Okay. Could you just hold on to that name, because they're giving me that name for you, the name of Michael. Okay. Was this more on a lake kind of area than the sea?
No, it was ocean, actually.
Ah. Was there a yacht or a boat connected here?
No.
Right, okay. Are you anywhere near lakes, darling?
I do live close to a lake, and the beach is about 10-15 minutes away.
Okay, because that's what I was trying to differentiate, because I just see America as the ocean and the sea, and I couldn't understand why I could see a lake, okay? But I was being shown a lake, so obviously that's where you live. You live near a lake, so there is a lake there, okay? I do see a boat or a ship or something connected over that area. I don't know whether you're connected with that, but it's very white, it's very modern, and I feel this is connected with something maybe in the future with you, okay? Maybe okay. Somebody that you meet will have something to do with the lake and the water, because I don't feel that the person in the past is coming back. I actually feel that the person that you're going to meet is somebody new, okay? I do see a uniform as well with this gentleman as well, all right? I feel like he's got a uniform on. So I'd like you to watch out for that. Okay. If I give you the word Victoria, is that relevant with you?
No.
Okay. Is it an area near you, or is it the name of somebody that you know?
Mm-mm, not that I can recall, unfortunately.
Right. We'll just take that, because they're giving me the name Victoria. Okay. Okay. Do you get watery eyes, or does a tear come down from your eye?
No.
No. Okay. Well, I've got a tear coming down, rolling down my cheek, and that usually means that spirit are very close to me. So I feel that there is a lady, actually, that's very close to you, okay? And she's given me number 17 here. So is 17 relevant to you either in a month or on a door?
17. 16 maybe, but not 17.
Right. Take the 17, because she's actually giving me the 17. She's making me, give me that. I'm aching with this lady as well, all around the shoulders and all around the arms, okay, because I feel like she was quite achy. And I'm getting this chest feeling again now. So I'm just wondering if it wasn't the person that we're talking about, you know, that drowned, that this chest feeling is around a lady that's around you, okay? She brings me the month of February. So is the birthdays or passings in February with you, sweetheart?
No, unfortunately, I mean, fortunately, I haven't had too many passings in our family, knock on wood.
No, okay. Well, if you could just think on that, because that's what I've got with you, darling. Okay. And try and piece together the information that I've given to you. I know I've given you stuff for the future, but we hit the nail on the head with the November link with the, you know, with obviously what was going on with that past relationship. I don't feel that that past relationship is coming back. I feel there's a new relationship coming in for you. I do feel like it's the month of May has been relevant here, and I see a gentleman in uniform, something to do with lakes, and I can see a really nice either boat or a ship. Wouldn't be a ship. I don't feel that I'm in the sea, so I don't know whether this is kept aside or what it is. I don't feel I'm on the ocean or I'm in the sea here. And I just want to sort of leave that with you and see how that goes for you, sweet. Okay. And I'll hand over to Matt. That's okay, darling.
Thank you, Sarah.
Okay, darling.
Hi, Pri. I sort of, I was tuning into that, the question that you'd asked about, obviously, a relationship or a relationship coming up. And the first bit of information that I was actually getting at this point was that there's been one or two that have actually passed you by. I don't know if you can place the one who was a bit dominant or a bit controlling. He's past history, and I feel he's relevant, that he's had some sort of influence on you or your mind at the moment. I don't know if you can place him. No names. I just, all I got was she'll know about who the dominant male is.
Right.
You know who that was, don't you?
Yes.
Right. You've got. Hopefully, you've completely got over him, haven't you?
I think I have. I think I'm just ready to meet someone new to kind of, you know, start fresh. I think I'm there now.
Okay. Now, the other one that they are actually mentioning, and this is mentioning in passing, is, let's say, over the last month. I'm gonna extend it to since about February. Has an immature male come in? Has somebody who's a bit childish or a bit too light-hearted for his own good come into your life at all?
So I think in the month of January, I kind of started liking this guy, but I don't know if it's going to work because he does not want a long-term commitment. But I'm very close to his family, and he's a great guy. He just...
Is there a childish aspect to him or an immature aspect towards him?
I would say irresponsible, more so.
Okay. It's how I wanted to interpret the image. I'd seen somebody who, let's say, doesn't give a damn what other people think at times.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're right. Okay. To me, that person is going to play a major part in your life. I'm not necessarily saying it's going to be husband and wife. I'm not necessarily saying it's boyfriend, it's girlfriend. But I've got a feeling of he's going to neutralize the effects of the domineering one. In other words, you're going to get your trust and your faith back with men with this friend. That's how this is being emphasized, because he'll be all the qualities that you need in your life from the masculine, from the male aspect. Don't expect too much from him. In other words, what they're saying is don't put all your eggs in one basket with him.
Mm-hmm.
But what I am most certainly sensing is that as we get towards June, as we get towards July, there seems to be an individual who is being placed that you are going to meet. And the problem then is that you are drawn between this guy, this friend, and this other male. That's the way that it's been emphasized to me.
Okay.
All I'm aware of is that you most certainly will be in a serious relationship come this time next year. but I'm not necessarily seeing you residing where you currently reside. I'm getting indications here that there's a possibility of a job or a lifestyle move or change, or it's certainly being considered.
Yeah, actually, I have a seasonal job right now, and I'm looking for a full-time employment, and I'm okay to moving to other states, so you might definitely be hitting on something there.
Wait, I'm going to the right of you. So I'm feeling I'm going over to the right-hand side of the U.S. or even the right-hand side of Florida. I don't know if you were more over to the left-hand side, but I've got you over on the right-hand side.
Okay, interesting.
I've got the sense that you've most definitely got to have a valid license, a valid permit. You've got to have everything in order.
Right.
It's almost as if things have been lapsed.
Yes, unfortunately.
You've got to get it all up to date, because I know the term turnpike is an American term for, let's say, hang on a minute, you're not going to Mexico, are you?
No.
Well, where else is there a border? Where else is there a U.S. border that you're going to go through? Because I'm getting turnpike, which I know is a toll road, and then I've got something about a border or a border control. And there's something linked to that. I don't know. Ah, hang on a minute. Are you in any way, shape, or form dealing with companies that might be doing long-term deliveries or road deliveries, road transport?
Not right now, no.
Right. I'm going to give you that as a possibility that you might be dealing with somebody. We want you to deal with somebody legit is what I'm hearing. Now, I know I've definitely got a grandparent here. I don't want to just say they, because I don't work with they. But I want to actually say what I have here is most certainly a job that we want to do it above board. So take away any desperation about getting work when your seasonal work ends and make sure you get something that's above board. That's what a grandmother is most certainly saying. Don't be tempted into anything that's got any suspect aspect to it, with any suspect packages or anything. That's all I'm being told, and I'm not going to break into that.
Okay. No, that helps too. Thank you.
Okay, Pree, because we are moving on a little bit with time, and I know I have a few other callers, and I've got another guest to bring in, and I've got bits of music. I'm going to thank you for calling in this afternoon, this evening. It was awesome talking to you, Pree.
It was great talking to you guys too. Thank you for all your insight.
Thank you, Pree. Now, we have our other guest on. We have our Australian connection. So I'm going to just briefly bring our guest in, and then we're going to have a music break. So hang on a second, see if I can do this right. Hello, Charmaine. How are you?
G'day, Matthew. How are you going?
I'm really good. I know it's 7 o'clock for you, isn't it?
It's early.
I know you don't do early because I don't do early, but how are you this morning?
Very good, very good. Beautiful sky outside in Brisbane, and looking forward to the day.
Absolutely superb. Do you want to let everybody, I did an intro for you right at the very start. Everybody in Australia will know who Charmaine is because she was the original winner of The One, which was a fantastic TV program over here. But do you want to just let everybody know in your own words who you are, Charmaine?
Well, basically, what I do in Australia is only mediumship connections, spirit connections. That's all I do. I've chosen not to do future readings or relationship readings or anything like that. That's just been my choice because, to me, connecting with spirit is the most important thing that I can do. And if anybody is listening who knows my story, they know why. I have got a lot of people in spirit, including my son, my daughter, my mum, my dad, my ex-boyfriend, my stepdad. They're all over there. So I take what I do very seriously in an effort to help people move through the grieving process. The workshops I do in Australia are all about helping people move through grief. I don't do any other workshops at all because that's where my focus is in life, is just helping people feel better about having lost someone and hopefully getting through in a most positive and happier way than perhaps they were doing before they met me.
Ah, Excellent. So, for callers, when you speak to Charmaine this afternoon or this evening, it will be a medium connection. So, if you've got a future question, you've got a relationship question, Charmaine will connect with your obviously people, your spirit family. I think what we'll do, Charmaine, I just want to just do a music break just for a second, if that's okay with you.
Yes.
And then what we'll do is we'll bring a first caller in for you. Now, Sarah, are you still okay staying on, or how are you? What do you want to do, Sarah?
I'll just sit back in the background if you like, Matt.
No,
I'm happy to stay.
No problem at all. So I think what we'll just do is we'll have our next music break, which is a classic Journey song, Don't Stop Believing, and then we'll be back. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Took the midnight train over there.
Okay, that was, I think, a very appropriate song for Charmaine, because I know when you went through the one, you had to keep believing, didn't you, Charmaine?
Oh, yeah, it was very daunting, actually, because all of a sudden you had to prove yourself in front of 1.6 million people, which in Australia is pretty big. And just get up there and do your thing. And we also had to do things I was not comfortable with, like medical intuitive on living people and returning jewelry to the audience members and all that type of thing. And it was really, really quite a journey, to be honest. One I really enjoyed.
So, Charmaine, have you got the show on? Are you listening to the show? Because there's a bit of an echo.
Would you like me to call back?
If you want to call back, because we do have a little bit of an echo.
Me too. I thought, this is loud today.
I had this the other week, and it's disconcerting when you're trying to do a live reading.
Okay, well, I'll ring back in 2 seconds.
No problem.
Okay.
So what we'll do whilst Charmaine's coming back in, I'll take the next call. So here we go. Forgive me for saying the name wrong, but is it Carcalia?
Yeah.
Hi, Carcalia. Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm calling from Florida. I called a little while ago. I think it was like
Sarah, I will hand you over to Carcalia. Carcalia, Sarah, because I have spoken to Carcalia before.
Oh, what I was going to say was I'll pull out, because I'm just wondering if I'm part of the echo.
I think we've suddenly got an echo.
Yeah, I don't understand how that suddenly came in. I haven't done anything that would make it come in, I don't think. Let me just see if I can just close the chat room down.
Just wondering why we've got an echo.
Right, I've closed the chat room down, and so it's not me.
This is so funny that we've suddenly got an echo. We didn't have an echo before. So we've got a bit of a technical issue. Anyone who's listening, I don't know anyone else is hearing the echo, but we've got an echo.
I can hear an echo.
Okay, Carcalia, what is your question? Because I know I've actually got Charmaine back on now. Charmaine, you're back on, aren't you?
Yes, I am, and there's no echo.
That's better. Carcalia, I will introduce you to Charmaine, who is over here in Australia with me. Carcalia, what's your question for Charmaine? Now, Charmaine works purely with spirit, Carcalia. She will... Mm-hmm. connect with any relations who are in spirit. What she does need from you is just some indication of who there might be on the other side. So, Carcalia, Charmaine.
Hi. Hello. Hi. My question more geared towards like career.
I will have to hand you to James. I'm so sorry. I don't do.
Yeah.
Do you have someone in spirit you'd like to connect to? A grandparent or?
Probably my mother or father. They are.
Okay. That's better. I just don't do career. I'm so sorry about that. It's just I don't go there. I think I have your mother coming through now. Was your mother the one with the cancer that was lower?
Say it again. Cancer with the what?
She had cancer that was in the lower regions of her body.
I know something with diabetes, but I don't know if it was cancer.
So it was with the kidneys then? Okay, let's just see where we're going. Okay. Now, I've got the feeling, is it you that has the birthday now or one of your brothers or sisters?
It might be one of my brothers or sisters because mine is in October.
Okay, so one of your brothers or sisters? Okay. And I just feel like that you're the youngest. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm one of the youngest. I have another twin sister.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, let's just see. I'm a bit excited today. I've never done this before. Okay, so let's just see where we're going. So I just feel like that with you and Mum. I don't think you quite got to say goodbye to her. You were very young when she passed, weren't you?
Yeah, I was 13.
Yeah, and I just feel like that for some reason you didn't get to say your goodbyes.
Yeah.
Now, and you said your father's passed as well?
Yes.
Okay, let's just see if we can get into him a little bit better. I don't think anyone got to say goodbye to Dad, did they?
No.
No, is that because of the way he passed? And I feel like a very tragic, sad passing there.
Yeah.
I also feel with Dad too. Now, with Dad, I feel like now he was. I've got him in my vision, I think. I've never connected like this, so excuse me if I'm a bit rough today.
It's okay.
Now, your father was quite tall, wasn't he?
Say
about 5'10". And he had dark hair?
Yeah.
And I feel like, too, that he was a bit of a strict man at times, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Really, like, tough. And I just feel like that he really, he feels a bit like he might have been too tough on you kids. Do you understand that?
Yeah, he told us that a lot.
And I just feel like that he feels a bit bad about that. It's almost like it was, let's just work. And there wasn't enough time for fun. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Now, I feel like that he must have passed after your mother.
Mm-hmm. It was 2 years after.
And then, of course, you were left with Dad, of course. And I just feel like that was he a drinker as well, your dad?
He might have been, but I've never seen that or really.
Okay, I must have that wrong then, so I do apologize for that.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, I've got a very slight connection coming through you. Now, with your mum, now, that was diabetes, as you said. And I feel like that mum was a very happy woman, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Joy to be around, and I feel like too with her that it's her eyes I can see, and they always had, they're very blue, weren't they?
Very blue as in the color?
Yes.
I'm actually adopted, actually. I don't know my actual birth parent.
Oh, okay. That makes it complicated, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not having the best connection with you, but I'm a very honest medium. I would rather put you over to Matthew, and he can answer your questions about career, because that's what he does well.
Yeah.
And I will just pass on that, because I'm just not having a good go at that.
Yeah. But,
don't worry, Charmaine.
No,
don't
but
worry.
But you might be correct, because I never really knew them, so that might be them trying to connect.
So this is your birth parents that you're looking for?
Are your
adoptive parents still alive?
I was actually talking about my adoptive parents when we were chatting. I didn't know you were, because I've known my parents as my parents as I've grown up, so.
Okay, so this is people you don't really know.
Yeah.
Okay, that's why I'm having such a hard time. Look, I'll put you off to Matthew, and he can answer your questions about career.
Okay.
Thanks, Charmaine. I'm sort of laughing because I've been exactly where you have, where I've been doing a reading for somebody, and I've got birth parents through, and they haven't a clue anything about birth parents. You can't. For everybody who's listening, you cannot validate it. It is so difficult to validate, isn't it, Charmaine? To be able to validate
when somebody
doesn't know someone on the other side.
It's crazy stuff. It's crazy.
So,
you just can't do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry, Charmaine, because I know everybody in Australia who knows you loves your honesty, and I'm the same. I just want to be honest. It's pointless making anything up if you can't link with the person in spirit to the person who you're doing the reading for. It's very difficult. All I'm aware, Carkelia, is that as far as career goes, there's a little bit of heartache or a little bit of heartbreak to endure here. It's a bit of a letting go, let's say, of something that's close to you or something that you've held as a comfort zone for a while. You've got to break an energy pattern here.
Hmm.
There's a bit of fear. I mean, I don't know if you're seriously considering another part of the States or even another part of the world here.
Yeah, I was thinking about telecommunications and seeing how that would go. Do you...
Right, it's just all I'm aware of is that there is part of you that you've got to let go of here. It's a definite feeling of letting go of a locality or letting go of a place that, or even people that you have known for a long time. There's a comfort zone thing going on here. You've got to let go of a comfort zone.
Okay, and that will help me advance.
Most certainly, because what I'm getting is that once you come to terms with you, yourself, the life that you've had, the people that have been in your life, I do get the certainty of a very strong relationship as well. The relationship and the work are tied here. It's like you've got to get to the right place, the right job, to then settle or sort a relationship. And I feel the biggest relationship here is a relationship with self. It's a big thing about a relationship with self here.
Okay.
That is the real important thing that I've actually got here. It's a relationship with self.
Okay.
Now, I'm gonna leave you there, Kokili, if that's okay, because we've got heaps of other callers and I've got questions to ask Charmaine and we've got music to play. So I'm going to thank you for calling in again, Kokili.
Okay.
It was lovely talking to you. Sorry if you didn't quite get the information you wanted, but It is Conversations with Spirit and we really can't predict the information that's going to come through.
Yeah, and I want to tell her that it's okay what she got through. I don't mind. I don't really mind it if it was, because I believe her. So.
Well, the thing is maybe you can do a little bit of groundwork and a bit of research, and maybe you can get a validation for the information that Charmaine has given. Because I know Charmaine is a very good validatory medium. Her information is superb.
Yes.
So I will leave you there, Kokili, and thank you so much for calling
in.
Charmaine, I wouldn't worry about that.
Oh, I'm not worried.
I understand
that.
Mike will be laughing in the background. Michael have been there, and I know Sarah will have been there. It's a scenario of how do you validate a family that you've never met?
Yes. Not very easy.
No, people. See, this is the thing. I mean, I know you'll confirm this. Non-medium people, the armchair people. I mean, because you will have dealt with the skeptics and the critics with the show, cannot appreciate what it is that we go through. Can they? They cannot appreciate how we get our connections and how it all happens.
No, it's not as easy as people think. I get the impression that people look at shows like Ghost Whisperer and Medium on television, and they think that's how easy it is. And I wish it was that easy. I truly do, especially the Ghost Whisperer thing. And to me, people think that it's like we're just sitting there having a conversation. They don't understand that we're working with symbols, signs, feelings, and we have to interpret what it is that's coming through. It's basically like learning a whole and complete new language. And sometimes it's like that with every reading, because every spirit communicates in a slightly different manner. We have our base communication, of course, that we all use. I'm sure you have that, Matthew.
Yeah, that's
right. And then you get this one spirit that'll come through and give you signs you've never heard of before. And you just have to go with that and say, well, I don't know what that is. And it's even scarier when you get through an illness you've never, ever had anyone pass away with, and you don't know what you're feeling, you're just feeling crook. And and you think, I don't know what this is. I've never heard this before, and it will be a new illness. It's not like Ghost Whisperer, I'm afraid. I really do wish it was.
No, I mean, you summed it up perfectly, because what I actually do tell people in workshops that I do, that the five senses, the five clairs, is like a translator. And it's very much like spirit are talking in French or German or Italian or whatever language. And that is the symbols is your translation of what spirit people are saying to you. And it can get really confusing.
Well, it can, because I remember when I first started, if I had somebody in the military, who was a big military person, they always used to present me with a medal. And then it changed. And over the years, that particular military type of validation has changed. So now they'll actually show me an overseas boat to say they served in the war, like a big ship. And then they'll show me, you know, if I'm really lucky, they'll let me know if they were Air Force, Army, or Navy. And so, you know, even my signs have changed and matured and evolved over the years, so that how I was reading 10 years ago or what I was seeing 10 years ago is nothing like I'm seeing now. And I don't think people understand that, you know, we have like a little movie screen going through our head with a pretty rough audio sometimes, you know, a bit like that echoey thing we had before.
That's a perfect assessment, a video screen. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, with a rough audio.
Yeah, that's dead right.
Yeah.
I've got a caller I want to bring in that I believe would like a reading with you, Charmaine, and I believe this is going to be a medium reading, so I will bring this caller in.
Yes.
Hello, caller. What is your name, please? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Ah.
Okay.
Ah.
Can you hear me?
Who are we talking? Yes.
My name's Anne.
Hi, Anne.
Hello. How are you?
Hi, Anne. I'm putting you through to Charmaine, Anne.
Thank you.
G'day, Anne. How are you going?
Very well, thank you, Charmaine.
And who are you looking for today? Just the relationship, please.
Relationship is my son.
Okay, let's just see where we're going with him. Okay. Now, I have a feeling that let's just see. First of all, I want to say, Anne, is there a birthday around here? Now, I know I say this a bit, but there seems to be an anniversary or something coming up, but I want to go more to May. Does that make sense? Or a birthday?
Not so much May, no.
It must be next month then, April.
Passed in July. Pardon? I'm not quite sure about the May, but I'll keep my thinking cap on while you're talking.
Okay. Now, listen, I feel like that this is a very tragic passing. You never got to say goodbye to your boy.
Absolutely.
And I feel like, too, that it was something to do with... I just feel like that, you know, it's very sad, too, because I feel like that he did this to himself in his own way.
Yes.
Do you understand that?
I do.
And I just feel like, too, that... I don't know if there is a J name that's attached to him. And I feel like, is there a Joan or a Jan, please?
Not thinking of...
Living or past?
Past would be John.
John, and who's John, please?
My father, his grandfather.
Okay, can I just focus on John for the minute, please?
Of course.
Because I think that John wants... I don't think you got to say goodbye to John properly either, did you?
No, not at all. Both of them I lost very suddenly.
Yes, and I just feel like, too, that he was a very reserved man. He comes across as maybe a little bit prickly at times. Do you understand that?
Absolutely.
And just not that... And, you know, and I feel like that he wants you to know that your son's with him. And I feel like, too, that there's a lot of anger over the son's passing, particularly, okay? And I feel like,
yes,
too, that your son had blonde hair, didn't he?
Did you say long or blonde?
Blonde. Or fair colour.
Oh, no, dark.
Definitely
dark,
not dark.
It was darkish, but... he was dark hair.
Okay. Just with your dad, I want to focus on your dad for a minute, because I do get the feeling I've met you before, and sometimes when I feel like I've met someone before, I feel like I'm cheating, you know? And I love you for bringing up. But is there a D name connected to anyone there, please, as well?
Living at the moment, I have a partner starting with D.
Is that David, please, or Daniel?
Darren.
Darren?
But
now,
I did have a David.
Who's David, please?
Sorry, I did have a David, but I'm now with a Darren.
Was that when your son was alive?
Oh, when my son was younger, much younger, David was very much in his life, yes.
Okay, so he's acknowledging, they're acknowledging David as well. Okay, let's just see where
else
we go. And I just feel like that with your son too, that I feel like that when he was well, because I know he wasn't well for a little bit of time, okay? And I say mentally unwell for a bit of time.
Yes.
I do feel like that he was a funny little kid. He would do little... You used to dance with him. Is that correct?
He used to
do these, like, trippy little type of dances. Do you understand that?
Yes, absolutely.
And it's almost a bit like rap. You know when they get on the ground and do that stuff?
Yeah.
It's his funny little dance. You understand that? And I feel like that this is when he was well, because I do feel like that you guys became a bit disconnected in things, because he's only mid-teens. He's only about 16, maybe 15,
absolutely,
when he passes.
16.
And I just feel like, too, I don't know if there's a big M name that's connected to him. I don't know. I know we've got Matthew James there, but is there another Matthew as well, please?
Not that I can think of, I'm sorry.
Or Michael, but a
maybe
friend
mate
of
from school.
Yes, okay, and is he, and let's just see where else he goes here. I feel like he was a little bit vain as well. Do you understand that?
Oh, yes.
because he's got the hair done up in the gel, and you know he spends a lot of time in front of the mirror is what he does. So I don't know if that's just typical for his age. I also feel like, too, that that he's got the iPod in the ears. He's always listening to music, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you understand? I don't know if you actually bought
absolutely
the iPod, not before he passed, but he talks about the iPod or whatever it's called.
Yes.
I also
yes
feel with him too that that you and him did have a little bit of a difficult time, and this would be weighing heavily on you. But I feel like that he was now back over. Wait a second. Hold on for a second. Just as long as you know that he is coming through. He
thank
is
you
a good boy, but I just feel like that he was confused at the end of his life. Do you understand that? It's almost
yes,
like, you know, he was a bit of a pain in the butt, actually. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, when he wasn't lovable, he was a very big pain in the butt.
He's a very, very hard boy to get along with. It was just like he did everything he could in his power to make sure that everybody was upset, you know?
More so, really, just sorry for that. The parenting figures, I think.
Yes, and I think that he's sorry he treated you that way. You understand?
Oh,
he's
thank
very
you
sorry he
that's
treated
lovely
you that way. What he's got also is he says, I don't know if somebody put a chain or a cross or something on him when he was being laid to rest.
I didn't see him when he was laid to rest, unfortunately. I regret that.
Did you get one in his honour that has his picture on it? Or?
Yes, I have bought stuff in his honour, yes.
You understand that? And I just feel like that he is absolutely okay, just as long as you understand. And listen, with one other thing he's showing me, which I think is very important. Did you ever have, or did he have a black and white dog, like a border collie
yes
type dog?
He's had black
passed
and white
away,
dogs,
didn't it?
Yeah.
He's
yes
got the dog
yes
with him. Do you understand that? And that dog is very much his mate.
Yeah.
As long as you understand that. He's,
thank you. That's
pardon
lovely. Thank you. Thank you.
I'll
that's lovely.
That
very reassuring.
Thank you,
Charmaine.
I can't. Thank you for that, Charmaine. That was absolutely brilliant. That was a fantastic message. I can't really add much to that. But Anne, have you lost your mum as well, please?
No, my mum's still here.
Right. Who is the lady that I got that was very much talking about your mum, therefore, on your mum's side, who she was actually making me cry when she was hearing your voice. That's got to be a grandmother. It has to be a grandmother, or it's got to be an aunt. It's got to. And I know I'm gushing.
I suspect it's my mother's mother.
Right. I was seriously gushing when I heard, as soon as I heard your voice, my tears were welling up. I had a throat area. I wouldn't be surprised if she didn't have cancer or she had some form of illness that was throughout her body, because that's the way I was feeling.
Oh, dear.
Do you remember what your grandmother had?
My understanding is she passed as a result of a terrible stroke, but she could well have been ill, because women in those era never went to the doctors, as you're probably aware of. So,
because my feeling was it was here, there and everywhere that I was feeling. I was generally tired. I was generally aching.
Mm.
I got a smell or a taste of cancer, but I couldn't say for certain that's what took her over. So you explaining that it was a stroke makes perfect sense. It was a blessing, really. It was a blessing, really, which your mum will know about. She's more concerned about your mum's health than she is your mental state, because most certainly she sends your son around you. That is her word. So she's the one that is being his mentor. She's clear that he's a handful to deal with. Because he's got these regrets, he's got these misgivings still. Just because you pass over doesn't take these issues away. So she has given him the firm hand that he requires, which she's receiving. But I understand she's more concerned about your mum than she is you. So what can I ask what's up with your mum's health? Because she's a little bit concerned about your mum.
Yes, she's just been not well for the last couple of years, very frail, particularly since we've lost her husband and, of course, my dad and my son. So she's just not bouncing back and a variety of little illnesses that she's just not herself, unfortunately. Frail is the word I would use for her now, and that was never my mother.
Yeah,
so I can understand why her mother would be concerned.
Yeah, and the word is your mum's become a little bit stubborn, a little bit bombastic, and a little bit refusing to listen to what other people are saying.
Yes.
The scenario, somebody needs to give her a firm hand. Unfortunately. No, what's being said to me, Anne, is that somebody's going to give her a firm hand.
Okay.
She doesn't know what's best for herself and all.
I'm doing my best to help her out. Sorry. Everything you say makes sense. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to leave you there. Thank you so much for calling in.
Love and blessings to you all. Thank you very, very much.
It's a pleasure.
Good night.
Goodbye.
Good night.
It's always nice to get somebody from the same side of the world, does it, Charmaine?
Yeah, I've got the echo back, I'm afraid.
The echo back. It's all right. We'll deal with it. We'll go into a music break and then we'll take the next calls, because I know we've still got about 20 minutes left, so we can probably get a couple more calls in. So I think we'll go into a Genesis song, an old Genesis favorite. That was an old favourite of mine by Genesis. Everybody will remember turning it on again. I'm looking. We have Mike in the ring with you, Charmaine.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
I'm still in a terrible echo there. Sorry.
Yeah, I think Mike, are you there?
I am indeed, Matthew.
Mike, Charmaine, Mike. Mike's the host of Mike's FF. He's eager to have a reading with you.
Oh, okay. I just can't do it because of this echo. Is there a way we can get rid of the echo?
Unfortunately, I think there was somebody else that came in and then left the room. So, unfortunately, I don't think we can. I mean, is there an echo?
Oh, it's okay. It's gone.
I thought so.
Okay. Mike, you want a reading?
Yes, I'd love a reading off you, Charmaine.
Who are you looking for?
Well, there's several people in the spirit world that I'd love to, have us some communication off, but just leave it to you.
Well, tell me one.
Okay, my granddad.
Okay, just on dad's side, is that correct?
No, up on my mum's side.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, let's see where we're going with him. And I've tried to ignore this echo as much as I can. The first thing I feel with his granddad is that that you are actually obviously quite close to him. Is that correct?
That's true, yeah.
Yep. And I feel like, too, that he was a bit of a... I think you got to say your goodbyes in a manner, to be honest. I feel like he was quite sick at the end of his life.
He was indeed, yeah.
And I feel like this went lower, but I don't know if it was actually like the kidneys. I don't actually get it as being cancer, I get it as being an illness of the organs. Does that make sense?
Of the organs, yes.
Yep. And I want to go down to the kidneys or the liver, or pancreas, but down that area?
I'm not entirely sure. I think it was that he suffered there, but I think he actually passed with something else.
Okay, that's fine. Let's see where else he goes here. Now, you've got three kids in your family all told, or you're one of four?
No, I'm one of three, and I have three myself.
You're saying three in your family, because he wants to acknowledge all three, which is all of you. And I feel like this fellow, you know, it's funny that you do this work, Mike, because he wasn't really into it, was he?
Oh, not at all, no.
He'd unbelieve stuff.
He's making that quite clear.
Yeah. Let's just see where else he goes. He's testimony too that you used. I don't know if you lived away from him. I feel like you might have. And did you actually write him letters, or did you actually write something in his honour after he passed?
Yeah, I took a big, massive part in his funeral, and I done a big write-up, and obviously tonight within his funeral.
Oh, good, because he wants to acknowledge that. Yeah, let's see where else he goes here. Hold on, let me have a look. Okay. Now, is he a Bill? Is there, or say William? Excuse me.
There's a William in the family. Yes.
Who is that?
I think it goes back to his side.
Okay. Yep. And I also feel like there might be a name. Is your mum the M name? Is that your mum's? She's the M name. I know you're Mike.
Yeah, my mum has got the M name. Yeah.
Yep, okay, because he wants to say hello to your mum. And I feel like, too, that sometimes mum and dad would actually knock heads against each other. Do you understand that?
In some way, I suppose.
They like a good debate, is what he's telling me.
Yeah, I can imagine so.
Yep. Now, this grandfather, where I see him, I see that he's dressed in a suit. Now, I know that doesn't mean anything to you yet. But it says to me that he must have had his own business at one point. Do you understand that?
No, he never owned his own business.
Okay, he used to wear a suit then for his work.
No, most certainly not. No.
Pardon?
No, he didn't. No.
Okay. I don't know what I'm seeing there. So just hold on there for a second, because I might have stopped.
Okay.
Now. The other thing I'm getting with your grandfather, did he have something? Did one of your grandfathers have something wrong with one of their eyes?
The grandfather that you're talking about, he used to wear glasses, so that would say that he's had a problem with his eyes, yeah.
Was one eye particularly bad, like he was almost blind in one eye? Pardon?
I don't think it was that bad. No, he just wore glasses. I don't think he was blind.
That's pretty blasé. Okay. Let me just see where he goes here. Well, just so you know that this one, he's coming through. And I feel like that he wasn't really a big talking man. He was a much quieter man.
Yes, he was, yeah.
So I'm not going to get a big chat with him. I also feel like he liked his routine. And now when I have a look at him, he reminds me that he might have worked in warehouses or something like the docks or something like that. Do you understand that?
No, he used to work as a miner, but not underground. He was always above ground.
Okay, but I saw the boots. Okay, as long as you understand that. I don't know if there's a big S name connected to him as well.
I have a S name connected to me.
Sorry?
I have the S name connected to me.
Fred or Frank?
Oh, F name. Sorry.
Or Alfred.
Yeah, I'm sure that, I mean, he was a bit, a big family. I'm sure that there was an F name connected to him.
Okay. Well, I don't want you to give it to me. The one thing that he does show me. Do you collect stopwatches or time watches?
No.
Pocket watch.
He had a pocket watch, yes. But the watch is
important. Okay, you didn't end up with that, did you?
I ended up with his watch, his wrist watch that he had.
No, not his pocket watch, because he showed me the pocket watch, so you did get his watch, but not the one that you probably wanted.
He never had a pocket watch. He was always he loved his wrist watch, which I have.
I just misinterpreted what I'm saying. I'm sorry about that.
That's fine.
Hold on. Okay. You were 21 when he passed. Is that right?
Oh gosh, let me think.
I'm making you work.
Oh, you are indeed. You know, I wasn't far off that. Maybe a little older, but I was around there, yeah.
Okay. Just so you know that he's trying to come through. I've got this horrible echo in my ear, which makes it very hard. He's trying to come through. He knows he's got the watch. As I said, he was a very reserved man. I feel like he liked his schedule to be just as it was, like he liked to have his breakfast at one time, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he was like that,
yeah. You couldn't go out of the schedule.
Oh, that's right.
And I feel like he was pretty good with you. But I feel like he might have held back from the rest of the family, if that makes sense.
He was always good with all of us, but yeah, I was always close to him.
More with the grandkids than the kids, I reckon.
Probably.
Yep. I'm going to leave that with you and I'll pass you over to Matthew.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Oh, maybe we won't.
Matthew, are you there? I think Matthew's forgot to unmute his mic.
Going to have a cup of tea.
Yeah, I'd forgotten to take the mic off. It's all right. I'm still getting used to the studio, Charmaine. I'm on switchboard this evening, and I've got my L plates on. I keep muting myself and unmuting myself.
Okay.
just one thing to remind you, Charmaine, because I would love you back on the show if you would like to come back on. We're going to be doing a second show, which is going to be evening time for us Aussies. I'm going to put it out probably on, say, a Wednesday night or a Thursday night, and it's going to be our evening times, which is a lot easier for us. So just before we run out of time, because I know we've got 10 minutes, I would love to have you back on.
Okay, well, I can give it a go. I've got a big tour coming up around Australia, so I've got about 50 shows coming up.
Well, we can work around that, because obviously you can let me know when you've got availability, and I can make sure that there's a space for you to come back on the show even if it's just for half an hour, even if it's before or after a show, or do something a little bit different. I mean, it would just to get you back on the show, because I tend to want to get people.
Oh, I know, I'd love to. That'd be great, and yeah, no, that would be wonderful. We travel around the tour bus, as you know, around this country, and I'm not always going to have the landline around, so I might have to figure out how to work that Skype thing.
It would be just something a little bit different, because you could advertise your tour, you could advertise where you are that evening. We could do something that obviously let everybody in Australia know where you are.
Well, that would be wonderful, because you know, as you know, it's pretty hard to get the word out sometimes, so it's good to get all the help you can get.
Well, that's right. I mean, it's a case of I always believe let's look after each other.
I think it's about time that we did. It's just too much. It seems like we've been going alone for so long, haven't we? And it's time to get back into the swing of things, isn't it?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, it's I firmly believe that it's a case of there's plenty of people out there. There's enough audience, and there's enough people out there for everybody. It's not just it's for everybody.
Every minute of the day, somebody finds a need to use us, you know. Somebody right now is losing someone they love, and look, I know how much that hurts, and you know, and that's why I'm so crazy, you know. For those of you that's why I do go to every single small town in this country, is because I understand that the people in the small towns don't have the opportunity to come to us, because they've, you know, for whatever reason they might be too scared to go out of their town. And I know that they're out there and they're listening. Hopefully they're listening. And just to let you know, that there are opportunities coming for those people. And I just feel like that the work is so important to let people to know it's okay to live again after someone passes away, and to let their life inspire you. And don't let their death cripple you. Let their life inspire you. So that's my big message that I spend around the country. So.
Awesome, because I know, obviously, I've only been in Australia 5 years, but I know I'm finding that a lot of the very small, the one horse towns, as we call them, where there's just one street, very few people will actually do any readings or any live shows for them. And I know myself, I'm going to areas of New South Wales, and they're going, oh, wow, we've never had a medium come here before. Oh, wow, it's only an hour away. Well, we'll come to that, or we'll come to that party booking, which is fantastic, because it's getting the word out to everywhere.
Yeah, and that's the word. That's the word the spirit wants us to say. It's like, it's okay. We're still with you. We're still here. We're still watching and tracking everything you do. It's just we want you to live your life, you know. And I think that's the big message. I think a lot of people say, "What's the message?" And the message is live your life. You know, have fun. Because this incarnation of you is such a short incarnation, you know. Before you know it, there's going to be people missing us. And I think that, you know, the idea of this life is to make a stamp on it. Even if it's a teeny stamp, just make a stamp. But don't spend your whole life, you know, type of not living because somebody else passed away. That's the saddest thing I've ever seen in my life. I mean, I was guilty of it for a few years after my daughter died. And I know how easy it is to fall into that grief. So my big thing with spirit is get out there, do the work, and make people smile again.
Definitely. And I think that's the operative word, is make people smile again. Because I know in the work that I do, a lot of the stuff I get through, the joke's on me. Spirit will bring the humour through, and they will make a bit of a fool of me, or they want to have a laugh and a joke, because it's that opportunity to let people know that they're still very human. They're still very human on the other side.
And they make you do stupid things like dance and sing, and I really hate that, but you know, it's like you can't stop yourself, especially if one of them decides to step into your body.
That's right.
I don't dance a lot. But, yeah, I have been known to hum a few tunes on board, you know. So, yeah, they do make you do and say things that are just hilarious. And I think that people get the misinterpretation with shows that it's going to be all tears and horrible. But it's like a roller coaster, really, isn't it? One minute everyone's reaching for tears. And the next minute everyone's roaring with laughter. And I think that's how it should be, because that's what life is. 1 minute you're crying and 1 minute you're laughing, and that's how it is. And that's what a show has as well.
That's very true. Now, I know you're coming to Canberra and you're coming to Goulburn. I know we've mentioned that. So I'm gonna me and Chris, my wonderful wife, who will be listening, we'll be coming to one of your shows. So it'll be fantastic to actually see one of your shows.
My guest.
Oh, awesome.
Come with my
awesome.
Guest. I think we're going to Queanbeyan rather than Canberra. Because we found coming to Canberra, nobody wants to go into the city. So
Queanbeyan's literally, 15, 20-minute drive for me because I'm in South Canberra. So it's just around, it's literally around the corner, just up the Monaro Highway.
Nowhere,
so.
I have to laugh, though. On Facebook, I had that I was coming to Queanbeyan. Somebody said, are you coming to Canberra too? And I thought, geez, I've only travelled 5,000 miles.
Well, you know, Canberrians, 35 minutes is a long way.
I know. It just makes me laugh in this country that people will still say that you got Albury Wodonga. Are you coming to Wodonga as well as Albury? And people in other countries might not know, but Albury and Wodonga is like just over the bridge. So,
that's right.
Yeah.
It's so funny because I know I do a lot of stuff in North Canberra, and me living in South Canberra, it is literally, it can be half an hour away, and you'll get people going, God, I've never been to South Canberra before, that's half an hour away, oh God, that's too far.
It's so crazy, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, and last year I crossed the Nullarbor, so yay.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great. You've got to go there. If anyone in Australia or the rest of the world has not been to the Nullarbor, you need to do the Nullarbor to feel the energy. The energy is amazing. It's worth the trip. It's a long trip, and it's worth it, but something you have to do.
No worries. Now, we've got less than about 3 minutes left, Shemaine. So I'm going to thank you, pardon me, so much for coming in on the show. I know it was an early morning for you, but it was fabulous having you on the show. Thank you for the reading.
And hopefully next time I'll be a bit better.
Oh, don't worry about it. I mean, if you've not done this sort of thing before, like your first reading, it can be a little bit daunting. And for you to get somebody who doesn't know their blood family, that makes it even more difficult.
Ooh, yeah. Well, that's right. And you know, and hopefully when I come on next, I did try to put the word out on my page, but obviously you guys do a lot of future, a type of life stuff as well, which I'm not used to doing. So hopefully the...
There's no problem there.
I'm coming to the USA. I'll be in the USA in June.
Awesome. Absolutely. All I'm going to say is we can complement each other. You can do the medium stuff. I can maybe do the future bit. We do a bit of medium stuff, medium as well. So it's a complementary kind of reading that we can do.
Yes, it would be perfect. Yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Charmaine. It was
Thank
lovely
you,
talking
Matthew.
To you. It's a pleasure.
Okay, you have a great day.
Thank you. You too, Charmaine. Sarah, are you there? I just want to say goodbye to you, Sarah. Now Sarah's gone. That's okay. Sarah's gone. So we will be going out. Conversations with Spirit. I am your host, Matthew James. I'll just do my quick little plug to find out more stuff about me. Go to www.matthewjamesmedium.com. All my information is on that page. So thank you so much for listening. Same time, same place next week.
You still there? I just want to say thank you very much, and I thought Shine was absolutely
fantastic. Thank you, Sarah. So we will go into our outro now. Thank you, everybody, for listening this evening.
Thanks for tuning in to Matthew James Medium. You can contact Matthew anytime by logging on to www.matthewjamesmedium.com. Until next week, goodbye.
10 seconds.